Welcome to the Ambulatory Healthcare Today podcast, hosted by the NextGen Advisors. Accelerate your success with insights from a multidisciplinary team of healthcare experts as they discuss an array of topics. These timely discussions can help you better navigate the challenges of running your ambulatory care practice. Here is your host.
Good morning, and welcome to a new episode of the Ambulatory Healthcare Today podcast, a show hosted by members of the NextGen Healthcare clinical community. My name is Dr. John Ellis, and I'm a board-certified family medicine physician serving as Vice President of NextGen Healthcare's Regulatory and Clinical Affairs team. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing you to my colleague, Jenna Hagen. Jenna has a wealth of knowledge about how healthcare organizations can elevate the patient experience by empowering patients to take greater ownership of their care. And of course, this has the added benefit of making life easier for providers and staff. Jenna, thanks for being here today. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about your role at NextGen Healthcare?
Hi, thanks for having me to the show, Dr. Ellis. I'm really excited to be here. As you've mentioned, my name is Jenna Hagen, and I'm a manager of our application specialists here at NextGen Healthcare. My job is incredibly encouraging and inspiring to me. You know, before working for NextGen, I was a practice administrator for many years. I've worked in direct patient care in a variety of avenues. And so really, I've been a consumer of many different technologies out there. And in my current role, what I enjoy doing day to day is being able to take that experience and help to work with our clients and future clients, enabling them, driving efficiency with platforms and workflows and their staff, but also, in this case, patient experience.
That's great. Jenna, I know you've been a part of something really special here at NextGen, namely our increasing focus on delivering innovations that help patients engage in positive, collaborative, and convenient ways with their respective care teams. One concept in particular that I've been hearing a lot about lately is the digital front door. Can you further elaborate on this concept and help our listeners better understand exactly what that means?
Yeah, I'm happy to. You know, just like us, patients are busy. They've got deadlines to meet, they've got errands to run, family responsibilities to tend to, and so much more. And so really the last thing that patients want is in our fast-paced society with so much instant gratification is a cumbersome experience for them to just manage their healthcare, whether that's getting access to care, whether that's following up on their care. And so, you know, to keep up, practices really need to meet patients where they're being provided with that digital front door. One thing that I really like to shed light on is considering that as a true closed loop patient experience, right? Not just a digital door, but that friendly and welcoming door for a patient. If you think about it, we go to a friend's house or a grandparent's house, we might go in a side door or a back door, right? It's friendly and it's welcoming. And so providing those avenues for our patients is incredibly important for us as an organization. For us to provide that to our clients and them to provide it to our patients makes it incredibly meaningful and less cumbersome. Patients don't want to wait on hold with your front desk for 20 minutes to make an appointment. And they want to be able to schedule appointments or pay for their balances from their smartphones. They want the ability to complete the intake from the comfort of their living room. 30% of patients, Dr. Ellis, are managing their care after business hours. They get home from work, they get dinner ready, they get the kids to bed, and they're catching up on the messages, and offices are often closed during that time. And so access to that care is incredibly important for patients.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that, Jenna. I know that I hear very similar feedback from my own patients. You're right. We live in a world where we can order same-day grocery delivery and get almost anything we need within 24 hours from most major retailers. So it's only natural then that today's patients would not want healthcare to feel cumbersome or difficult to access. In your opinion, what are the potential risks if practices don't keep up with patient expectations?
Yeah, if they don't keep up in this area, you know, you're at real risk of falling behind with your competitors, and you're likely losing money due to no-shows too. When we talk about revenue integrity, that's directly attached with that closed-loop patient experience. So NextGen clients that implement patient engagement solutions report significant reductions in no-show rates. one of those avenues that I failed to mention too is, you know, breaking down the barriers of patient access points. So not having to download applications or not having to remember those passwords is incredibly important. But that directly contributes to protecting the practice's revenue integrity as well. You know, I'll share a few quick examples, but by adopting patient self-scheduling or smart waitlist, patients can hop on and wait for openings automatically, driving efficiency not only for the practice, but also for the patient. A very large multi-specialty client of ours was able to gain $1.8 million in prevented no-shows and gain $1.2 million in filled appointments. We have another client who reduced no-shows with patient self-scheduling and saved an average of $12,500 a month. And then just one more, because it's super exciting stuff, another client of ours achieved $8.6 million in revenue in the first 6 months. So, you know, patient engagement platforms, when utilizing in its connected way, its friendly outreach way to patients, and really integrating the total platform approach is really driving a significant ROI for organizations across the board.
Wow, that really is significant. And leveraging patient engagement solutions is also a big win for staff too, right?
Absolutely. Features like online self-scheduling and intake alleviate the administrative burden. When we consider intake gaining clinical discrete data, for example, you know, historically back office staff are inclined to scan in paperwork or manually type it in or meet with the patients in the exam room and reconcile and type into the system those traditional intake workflows. If we can capture that information quickly from a patient in an intake workflow, that's A, efficient for the patient, B, they're not feeling like they have to repeat themselves when they're back office with your staff, but also your staff is not having to manually enter that. You know, saving an average of even just 12 minutes at the front desk alone, making sure that we have signatures on forms. So when the industry is rightly paying close attention to burnout amongst providers and staff and investing in patient engagement solutions, it's really a concrete way for an organization to proactively protect against burnout for staff and providers.
No doubt. As a physician and practice owner myself, I can definitely attest to the importance of finding ways to maintain patient satisfaction while simultaneously reducing the administrative burden that staff and providers are increasingly faced with in today's patient care environment. These are certainly compelling examples, Jenna, and I imagine some listeners would like to know how exactly to take advantage of these patient engagement solutions. Will you give our listeners a brief overview of some of the specific products and features we offer here at NextGen?
Yeah, I'm happy to. You know, when you think of a patient experience, again, I kind of emphasize that closed loop patient experience, right? It's really that platform approach. And so some organizations might be filling a pain point or a problematic gap in their current workflow, which might be waitlist automation. We need a way to get patients automatically added to a waitlist, but also automatically rescheduled when that opportunity opens up and is offered to the patient. But in that platform approach, it's really that all-encompassing ability to provide technology that includes self-scheduling, intake with appointment reminders and broadcast, secure one-to-one text and chat with patients, you know, recall plans. NextGen clients are very intuitive in utilizing recall plans within the system to remind patients that they're due for care. Having an engagement platform to also enable staff to automatically reach out to the patients and remind them that they're due for care and provide them a link to schedule that due care, that really starts to get you that total comprehensive platform approach. Some additional features that I think are super important to keep in mind as well is, you know, referrals. Referrals out there in the industry is a cumbersome approach, not just for staff, but also for patients. Where were they referred and how do they get that care coordinated? And so really starting to empower organization to organization to consume in those referrals is incredibly important. And then the ability to automatically reach out to those referred patients and help them to coordinate that care while also closing the loop of reaching out to the referring physician and saying, hey, thanks for the referral. We got the patient, you know, taken care of. We'll be in touch soon. Or, you know, hey, Dr. Smith, we received your referral. We reached out to the patient 5 times and were unsuccessful. That's a gap out there in the industry right now that's really hard for organizations to manage when you talk about not having connectivity to each other's systems in that manner, right? And so I think that that's incredibly important to remember or keep in mind when you talk about a total patient experience platform. Digital call deflection is empowering for large organizations with centralized teams. As we see these large aggregators out there in the market, right? Scale and growth is incredibly important. They start to centralize themselves and they start to empower their teams with technologies that drive efficiencies for inbound calls and scheduling patients. And so utilizing tools like online chatbots and digital call deflection to help the patient route to self-serve opportunities is incredibly empowering, again, to the patient in those after-hours opportunities, but also to the staff. And let them manage the phone calls that truly do require that voice contact with a patient, you know, staff member talking with the patient versus the quick, hey, when's my appointment? Let the technology and the automation help to serve some of those workflows within it. I think that it's safe to say we cover a lot of that platform and approach, and a lot of great steps to take as an organization is reach out to your account executives or your sales representatives or those technology, you know, platforms within our base and start to dive deep into it, see how we can help to solve those problems for your organization and really start to connect the dot within that closed loop experience overall.
Excellent. Again, great info. Thanks, Jenna. As we chat, I know some listeners are undoubtedly thinking about security and compliance. NextGen and our partners have been very thoughtful about these critically important issues. Can you address the safeguards that we offer?
Absolutely. You know, as we partner and start to really integrate with these technology platforms, it's important to keep in mind that, you know, our partner here, Luma Health, that's powering a lot of this platform technology on the back end is fully HIPAA compliant and secure. You know, they carry their own high trust certification and SOC 2 and all those compliances. So it's incredibly important that NextGen takes it, you know, serious for our clients, but also so do the technology partners that we're empowering integrated within our solution. You know, when you talk about HIPAA security, you know, formally you get patient messages and text message reminders, and there's a lot of what's called blackout technology, right? What's HIPAA secure and when can patients be contacted and with what information? And that's fully embedded within this technology. It's smart enough to know how many cadences they're getting per hour and what information is embedded that can be presented secure versus non-secure. And if it does have HIPAA information within those time allotments, it'll automatically provide the patient with that secure link to quickly click first name, last name, date of birth, and they can review and launch into that information. Again, avoiding those barriers of downloading an application or remembering those passwords. So secure access and entry points into managing their care through these technology solutions.
That's all very reassuring, Jenna, and this has been incredibly informative. Thanks for chatting with us today.
Thanks for having me, Dr. Ellis. It's been a lot of fun. I appreciate it.
Well, folks, as we wrap up this episode, we'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in today. We know you're all busy, but we genuinely appreciate you making time to listen to the Ambulatory Healthcare Today podcast. To learn more about our patient engagement solutions, please visit nextgen.com. And if you're not already a subscriber of Ambulatory Healthcare Today, please follow along so you won't miss our next conversation. Have a great rest of your day, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks for listening to the Ambulatory Healthcare Today podcast, hosted by the NextGen Advisors. Never miss an episode by subscribing at nextgen.com/podcast. To see a list of products and services tailored for ambulatory care practices, visit nextgen.com.